What is the difference between sales and marketing? I hear this question everywhere I go, especially when I speak in front of live audiences. So today on this episode of the Inside BS Show, I'm going to share with you the difference between sales and marketing. But more importantly, I'm going to share why that difference is important to you. Join me for all that and so much more on this edition of the Inside BS Show. Welcome back to another edition of the Inside BS Show. My name is Dave Lorenzo. We take you inside business strategy, share all the insider business secrets with you. And today we're talking about the difference between sales and marketing. I'm going to give you 7 differences between sales and marketing. And then at the end of our time together today, I'm going to share a success strategy for you. Whether you're an entrepreneur and you own your own business and you're trying to figure out how to get more clients in the door, or you're a professional and you want to increase your book of business, or you're a leader of a sales team and you want to get more productivity out of the people who work for you. Today, at the end of our video, I'm going to share a success strategy with you. You're not going to want to miss it. So be sure and stay with me all the way to the end of the show. All right, let's get right into the 7 differences between sales and marketing. Before we do that, why is this important to you? Look, you may have stumbled on this video because you're interviewing for a job in sales or in marketing and you need to know the difference. Maybe you're going to be a director of marketing or a VP of marketing or a marketing executive and you want to know exactly what the role that you're going to have will entail. Or maybe you're in sales and you're wondering, what the hell does marketing do? I remember when I worked for Marriott, there were a team of people who were these executives and they were put up on a pedestal and they were called the brand team. And at the time, I was a multi-unit manager for a Marriott franchisee and we had a lot of courtyards and we were constantly looking to the courtyard brand team for direction on how to market our hotels. And I thought to myself, look, I went to college, I'm experienced. Why do I not know what a brand manager does? Why don't I understand what a brand manager does? The truth of the matter is, branding is part of marketing and it's all about the image, the promise that your advertising or the information you put out into the world is. That's what branding is and it's part of marketing. And the reason that the difference between sales and marketing is important to you is because you need to know what you should be doing to get people in the door and then to get people to actually give you money for the services or products you provide. One of those aspects is marketing. One of those aspects is sales. Let's get into the 7 specific differences between the two. Difference number 1, marketing drives traffic. The marketing function in any business is about driving traffic to your organization. So in my role as a general manager at Courtyard, there was all kinds of marketing that would help people be aware of the promise of the Courtyard brand. And the promise of the Courtyard brand at the time was that it was clean, comfortable lodging for business travelers. And the advertising that Marriott Corporate did for the Courtyard brand was during golf tournaments, it was during NFL football games, it was on networks like CNBC, business networks, it was on websites like Bloomberg.com and in publications like the Wall Street Journal. Why did they choose to do their marketing? Advertising is part of marketing. Why did they choose to do their marketing in those publications or on those networks or during those shows? Because that's when their target audience was watching. So marketing was about finding the right audience and getting them interested, driving traffic to the website, to the Courtyard brand. The second difference between marketing and sales is that marketing generates awareness. If nobody knows about you, nobody can use your services. So marketing is all about letting the world know about you and about your products and about your services. That's called awareness. And the responsibility of marketing, in addition to driving traffic to you, is to gain share of mind. Let people know about you. You hear me say all the time to professionals like lawyers or CPAs or financial advisors, If you don't go out and deliver speeches, if you don't write articles, if you don't do educational videos like this, you'll be the best lawyer nobody's ever heard of. You'll be the best CPA nobody's ever heard of. You'll be the best financial advisor nobody's ever heard of. So delivering speeches, writing articles, doing videos like this, that's generating awareness. So that's marketing. The third difference between marketing and sales is that marketing educates and informs people. You need to understand about the industry. You need to understand about the difference between one service and another service if you're going to be a consumer of those services. If you're a professional, you need to educate the people who are going to do business with you about the service you're providing. You need to educate them about the industry. You need to let them know how you're different from everyone else who does what you do. That's education-based marketing, and it's great for professionals, but it's also great if you're part of a big sales team. Let's say you work for Oracle and you sell software as a service, or you work for Salesforce and you sell software as a service. You need to educate people about your industry and tell them about the different products out there and then help them understand why your product is different and better than all the other products. So marketing is also about educating. The fourth difference between marketing and sales is that marketing identifies suspects. Marketing helps your business find the exact target audience that your product or your service will help. It's essential that marketing informs your target audience that you're there and that you're available. But the real focus of marketing is not only to do research on who the suspects are, but also how to message to those people you suspect will be just like your best clients. You hear me using the term suspects all the time. And the reason I use the term suspects is because you suspect, you think these people will be just like your ideal client. That's what marketing is all about. It's about identifying a group of people who are just like your ideal client. And then once you've identified them, crafting a message that resonates with them. That's all part of marketing. Now, when we get into the fifth difference, we're gonna start talking about sales. So marketing helps you drive traffic. It helps you generate awareness. It helps you educate and inform. It helps you identify the exact suspect, the right person for your business or the right group of people for your business. Then in step five, or difference number five, sales converts suspects into prospects. So marketing identifies those suspects. It says this group of people, they're just like our ideal client, and this message will work for them. So marketing puts the message out into the world. People are attracted to the message. They come to hear you speak. They read your articles. They attend your educational events or watch your educational videos. And then you have to sell them to convert them from suspects to prospects. So how does sales convert suspects into prospects? By making an offer. You're speaking from the stage and you want to take the people in the audience and convert them from suspects into prospects. You offer them a free gift. And that free gift is a report that will help them achieve a goal or that will help them solve a problem. Once you offer that report, you're selling. Now the report is free. They don't have to pay for it, but they have to pay with their attention, they have to pay with their interest, and they have to pay with their email address or their contact information. So you're selling when you offer something to solve a problem or achieve a goal, and a suspect takes you up on that. When they say, yes, I want that free product, and they hand over their email address or their phone number, that suspect then converts into a prospect. And that's the fifth difference. Sales converts suspects into prospects. The sixth difference between sales and marketing is that sales then converts prospects into clients. Once the suspect becomes a prospect, he gets your information, then you can call on the phone. You can follow up and you can say, hello, Mr. Prospect, this is Dave Lorenzo. I'm just calling to check in and make sure you got my free report on the five things you need to know about ABC. Oh, you didn't? Okay, let me send it to you right now. Also, while I got you on the phone, let me give you a 5-minute overview of what is in the report to see if it's of interest to you. Would that be okay? Then you're selling. And if the person says that's of interest and you talk them into doing business with you, you've converted them from prospect to client. So sales converts people from suspects to prospects, and then separately from prospects to clients. We generally, in sophisticated high-ticket sales, or in sales for service businesses, or sales for software as a service, we generally don't convert people from suspects all the way to clients. There's a middle step in there, from suspect to prospect, and then from prospect to client. And that's about sales. Okay, the seventh step in this process is sales deepens relationships with clients. Once somebody's on board as a client, it's the responsibility of the sales team or the responsibility of the sales manager or the sales executive to find out what other problems they can solve. So if you're my client and I call you up and I say, hey, Mr. Client, how's it going with the widgets we sold you on Thursday? Oh, that's great. What else is going on in your business right now? Oh, you know, we're having problems with this and this. Well, would you like some help? Because I can help you solve those problems. We have another product. I'd like to give it to you to try. And if it works out, you can pay me for it down the road. And here's how much it would cost. Would you try this product? That's deepening the relationship. And that is sales as well. So let's recap real quick before we get to the success strategy that's going to blow everything away, especially if you're a professional service provider or you're in high ticket sales. Marketing drives traffic. Marketing generates awareness. Marketing educates and informs. Marketing identifies suspects. Sales then converts suspects into prospects. Sales also converts prospects into clients. Sales also deepens relationships with clients. So those are the differences between marketing and sales. Now, here's something that's going to blow you away. It's a success strategy that works like a charm. I told you that I was a multi-unit manager, which means I managed multiple Courtyard locations, both when I was with Marriott and then when I was with a Marriott franchisee. The success strategy that I employed there, that I later took when I built a brand from startup to $50 million in annual revenue with Marriott, and that I used in consulting to go from zero to $250 million in annual revenue in consulting, the process that I used combined both sales and marketing. And that's what I teach right now to professionals, to people who are in high ticket sales, to people who run sales teams. Look, even if you're in a Fortune 500 company and they have a marketing silo and a sales silo, this approach is a winner for you. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at your ideal client, and I want you to trace back the life cycle between how that client found you and how that client ended up putting money in your pocket. And everything in between, I want you to write down all those steps. That's your client life cycle, okay? When you take a holistic view of your client life cycle, you combine sales and marketing. If you're a lawyer and you're watching this, you're a CPA and you're watching this, you're a financial advisor, you're an architect, a realtor, a mortgage loan officer, you're in high ticket sales, you run a sales team, you can't be concerned about what is sales and what is marketing, and what's the difference between sales and marketing. You cannot be concerned with that. You need to take a holistic approach. So I'm gonna give you something for free that's gonna be the ultimate success strategy. You need to develop personal relationships with people who can do business with you forever. And I wanna share with you my revenue roadmap guide that will help you combine sales and marketing into the ultimate success strategy. All right. The revenue roadmap guide is available to you. Just scroll down into the description. You'll see a free gift from Dave. It says revenueroadmapguide.com. Go to that website, enter your contact info. You'll get my free guide. You can customize it. Answer the questions at the end. Customize it for you and for your business or for you and your professional practice. This is the only thing you need. It combines sales and marketing, and you'll see it all together. When you take this approach and you focus on relationships with clients in a holistic way that combines both sales and marketing, you're gonna be a huge winner. If you want more information on this unique approach that makes me different and ultimately will make you different, scroll down, watch the next video, because we have a ton of videos on how this combined approach of sales and marketing will help you make a great living and live a great life. Watch the next video in this series right now.